Blog Talk Radio.
So we make good love. Oh, my
God. Oh. Everybody, help me out. I want you to help me with this simple song. You know it. It's just that.
Lord, I live to say for the God.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
And all I love to be your grace. I'm so glad to take my for
the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning and happy Mother's Day. Today is Sunday, May 10th, the second Sunday in May. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. I'm Deacon Avia, and I will open with prayer. Will you please place your phones on mute at this time? If we could bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, we want to recognize all the mothers that you have created. Continue to lead them and help them with the task of mothering. Allow this day to be one of thanksgiving and celebration. Let the mothers know how appreciated and needed that they are. To all of us who lost mothers or never knew our mothers, give us a sense of peace on this day. Mothers truly are the backbone of the family, and we salute you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This is our time for our concerns, affirmations, celebrations, and prayer. Our concerns, we're continuing to pray for the healing and health for Tony Bass, who is recovering at home. We also that you surround his wife, Gwinnell, and other family members at this time. We're also praying for Kaniqua James, who is recovering from a bone marrow transplant. Michaela, who is in Jamaica, who's facing challenges from sickle cell anemia. Also, Tia Gwinnell's niece. We're also praying for Glendora's family that has faced challenges from COVID-19 and all who have made their transition from this life because of COVID-19, and comfort those who are grieving at this time. Our affirmations, we want to let us look in to one another and also to ourselves during this time. We affirm God's favor and God's miracles. We affirm Minister Daryl and Minister Helene's preparation for ordination. We also affirm our ministry leadership team, Minister Daryl, Minister Helene, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agnita, Stacy, the church administrator, Reverend Alethea, and Baba Charles' commitment to serve. Also, for celebrations, in the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. Excuse me, fellowship. Fellowship is every day as well, but we're also, this is our special year of fellowship. And fellowship means following Jesus in all the ways that we can. Also, May birthdays. We celebrate May 4th was Deacon Charles and Mike Fielder's birthday, and May 22nd is Christina Hill's birthday. So happy birthday to all the May babies. Happy birthday. Also, the announcement, we have prayer meeting on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on the same radio program, the Blog Talk Show. So the number is the same number that you use to call in today. Also, it's wonderful to have your Bible with you, a notebook, and also to invite a friend because we will have scripture reading, so it's great to have the Bible with you. Your tithes and offerings may be mailed to the Pavilion of God at 7221 Burbark Terrace in Laurel, Maryland, 20707, or you may use PayPal, which is, excuse me so much, I just lost the page, it slipped on me. We have the Pavilion, it's pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com, or Cash App, which is the money sign at Pavilion of God. At this time, if there are any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations, you may take your phone off of mute, and we'll be ready to hear them.
Good morning, church family. I'd like for everyone to please keep my Aunt Thelma in prayer. She is in a nursing home. She's 97, and she has the COVID virus, and she's really not doing well. I just pray that, you know, she's had a long life. I wanted to have it maybe end a little more peaceful than it is right now. So just keep her lifted in prayer. And I thank you, my family thanks you so much for your prayers for the rest of my family members that have been infected with this virus. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Glendora. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations? Okay.
Amen. Well, good morning, Brother Daryl. Thank you, Deacon Avi. Just want to, it may have been said already, but I just want to say it again because it's in my spirit, and that is praying for all who are being affected by the challenge that we are currently in the midst of, whether loved ones have passed or some other confusing or difficult circumstance that they may be going through. Just praying for their peace of mind and strength as they deal with the various things that they have to deal with in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Daryl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daryl.
I am affirming health for my family, and just thanking God for keeping them, keeping away the coronavirus from them. I'm asking also prayer for Susan's mom. I just heard she has two cousins who had the coronavirus and died, and they can't find the remains, can't find the body. So I'm just asking for prayer for her, for God to just give her peace. And as Brother Darrell say, prayer for all the people who miss loved ones, and prayer for those front workers who is working so hard to keep everything clean and trying to keep the doctors and nurses to keep them safe.
Amen.
I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol.
Good morning.
Are there any other?
I want to pray for all of those who are walking around without any protection on. I pray that God surround them and cover them with his love and his blessing.
Amen, Baba Charles.
Call from wife.
Amen. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations at this time? And if not, I can you please put your phones back on mute at this time? And I will ask Minister Helene for the prayers of the concerns, the prayer concerns, sorry. Minister Helene?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
thank you,
okay,
Dean.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank you. Deaconess.
Thank you.
Our beloved Mother, Father, God, right now we know that everywhere you are with each and every one of us, everywhere in this world, there is no spot where you are not, Lord. Because we know that you are there and everywhere, Lord, we know right now that you are with Susan and all of Mama Carol's family. We know that you are with Aunt Thelma right now, Lord. You know that you are surrounding each and every frontline person, from the person who mops the floor to the person who bags the groceries, to the person who gives the name tags and registers people for the hospital, Lord. We know that you are right there with each and every essential worker that's out here right now trying to make our lives more peaceful and tolerant. We know, Lord God, that you're with each and every person who is not wearing a mask. We know that you, Lord, are covering them. You're protecting them, Lord. We ask, Lord God, that each and every person who is affected by this COVID virus, those people who have lost their lives, who are lost in the world, those people who are afraid and concerned, Lord God, we know that you're with each and every voice and heart right now who's aligning themselves to your will. We know, Lord God, you're there for each and every person who has a prayer concern that just is not able to put words together so that it can come out of their mouth. We know that you know each and every concern that we have in the world. We know that you know each and every fear that we have, and that you are working your way, Lord, and that you're aligning it all so that it can be done according to your will. Lord God, we know that you are with the Bass family, Lord. taking care of Tony and Mama Yvonne and Mama Gwinnell and Tony, everyone in that family, Lord. You are surrounding them with your light and love. Lord God, you know, we know that you are surrounding each and every person who's on this call right now, touching them in ways that could not have been known. Lord God, we know that for each and every person out in this world who needs you, you're there for them. You are there for them, Lord. You're there for them, Lord. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you so much for the pavilion, who is providing a way for the church to reach people without the wall, but with some technology that who knew we would need. You knew it, Lord. And we know that it's here and being used to connect, to touch, to teach. Lord God, thank you so much for all of these things. Thank you so much, Lord, for all that you do for us, for all the things that you saved us from all the things that you protected us from. Lord God, oh, you're so awesome. You're so awesome, Lord God, and I thank you for all that you do, for all the things that you mean to each and every one of us. Lord God, for the blessings that you provide for us, for the food on our table, for the health, for the challenges that are there because we need to overcome those challenges, Lord. We know that each and everything that happens in our lives is happening according to your will so that we can become closer to you. Lord God, thank you so much for all of these things. For all of these things, Lord God. We say thank you. We praise you because you, no one is like you, Lord. No one is like you. We ask these things, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. All in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Minister Helene. Thank you very much. Amen. Okay, just another reminder to make sure your phones are on mute. And this is our time for scripture. So if you have your Bibles, you may follow along with me. We have two scriptures that we'll be reading today. It comes from Luke chapter 2, verse 43 through 46. Again, that's Luke chapter 2, verse 43 through 46. All righty. I will start reading. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. All righty. And the next scripture is John chapter 19, verse 25 through 27. Again, that is John chapter 19, verse 25 through 27. And that reads, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home." Those were the scriptures for today. Next, at this time, we'll be listening to a song called "I Remember Mama." And after that, the next voice you'll hear is Reverend Alethea's. Happy Mother's Day once again.
remember Mama and the love that she gave. Living out her bedtime, I can still hear Mama say, the people are depending on you, sir. Don't you let them down.
But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. Mama in a happy way. Happy way. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to everyone under the sound of my voice. Those who are not hearing but are experiencing the presence of the Lord. Mothers and other forms of mothers this morning. Happy, happy Mother's Day. I want us to celebrate the old mothers, the young mothers, the birth mothers, the surrogate mothers, the stepmothers, the neighborhood mothers, the adoptive mothers, the foster mothers, the aunties, the sisters, the grandmamas, the big mamas, the nanas, and the mimas. Oh, God, today we are remembering the mamas. In a happy way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Happy, happy Mother's Day to all who embrace the power of motherhood, who have joined the ranks of motherhood. That includes the daddies out there who are mamas too. Amen.
Amen.
It is a joy for me to be with you on this Mother's Day. Let us pray. Oh God, oh God. To us, help us to hear your word today, for a word that is fashioned for this Mother's Day, 2020 Mother's Day, in the midst of a pandemic, oh God, not an affliction for Washington metropolitan area, but an affliction not just for D.C., but an affliction that is worldwide. Help us to hear your voice today for mothers everywhere.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I really want to celebrate mothers this morning. I want us to remember Mama, and I remember my mama. I remember kneeling by her bedside. I remember Mama in a happy way. Now, let me tell you, my mother would kneel down by the bedside, and on many occasions, she was flanked on either side by me and my sister. I remember wondering what on earth could she be praying for. She was one of the ones who would pray for a time after time. And I remember the time going by as my sister and I knelt beside her. We would open our eyes and peer at one another and kind of giggle. What could she be praying for? You know, as time passes, you learn what your mother's prayers are about and why they lasted as long as they did.
Yeah.
I was blessed to have a mother, one Mary Jo Smith, and she always signed it RN, as my mother. She was born in Cynthiana, a small town in Kentucky. She was one of six children, four sisters, and one brother who was a fraternal twin. I sat by my mother's bedside when she transitioned from this life. I held her hand and I saw her face as she went on to glory. But Mary Jo Smith's life was bigger than her death day. The story didn't begin or end on the day of her transition. I want to remind you, for those whose mothers have gone on to glory, don't just stay in that transition day. Know that your mother's life was bigger than her death. My mother's legacy lives on. Her lessons continue to instruct me, and her gifts continue to be unwrapped. Hallelujah. My mother served the Lord as a healer. She was a registered nurse, and she was a teacher. She taught nursing and public health and later earned a master's degree in gerontology. Today, I can't help but wonder what Mary Jo's prayers would be during this COVID-19 pandemic. Would her lessons be?
Yes.
And, you know, Barbara Charles loved her and she loved him, and he would agree that she would pray that we would seek the Lord and that we would pray.
Yes.
I can hear her imploring me to trust God. Trust God. She'd teach what she always taught. Wash your hands. Cover your cough. Take care of one another.
Hallelujah.
Take care of one another.
Yeah.
And get some rest. And again, she'd say, pray. Pray with the rising of the sun and the going down of the same. If my mother were here, to all of us about the vulnerabilities of our children, and she'd remind us to watch over them. And she wouldn't be surprised with the emerging incidences of the Kawasaki-like disease that's showing up among our children. That would not have surprised Mary Jo, and she would have been the one watching the children anyway.
Hallelujah.
Mary Jo would remind us about the vulnerabilities of older family members, and she expound on the blessings that they bring into our lives, and she would devise strategies of care and comfort and strategies of honor and respect for older family members, all the while ignoring the fact that she was an elder.
Come on now.
Mary Jo, prayer warrior that she was, would be on the front lines with nurses and other medical professionals. Even on Mother's Day, she would have been on the front line caring for someone.
Hallelujah.
Caring for someone with a mask in place and gloves on her hands.
Yeah.
Mary Jo was an encourager. And as I think about my mother, I find myself remembering another mother named Mary. You know, as Protestants and Baptists, we don't think about a great deal about Mary, the mother of Jesus, certainly not in the ways that Catholics do. But on Mother's Day, perhaps we ought to give Mary, the mother of Jesus, some consideration.
Hallelujah.
She was the mother of Jesus, after all, the mother of our Savior.
Hallelujah.
And mothers have a privileged access to the lives of their children. So I imagine that Mary, the mother of Jesus, saw things that we don't see and went through things with him and came to know him in ways that some of us don't know Jesus.
Yes.
The truth is, mothers can go where no one else can.
Yeah.
They understand us. Our mothers carried us, brought us into this world, and to them, our lives are a gift.
Hallelujah.
And in amazing ways, a reflection of them. The truth is painfully experienced in the negative when mothers are absent.
Mm-hmm.
Absent because of death, or when a child is separated from their mother for some reason or the other, or the child is separated because of an inability of a mother or some kind of dysfunction.
Yes, yes, yes.
I find myself reckoning with that reality that Jesus didn't just appear as an adult or fall from the sky. He was born of a woman.
Hallelujah.
And had a human mother named Mary.
Yes.
We know Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth, as our Savior and our friend. But the Word of God shines a light on Jesus as a babe born in Bethlehem. And the Scripture talks about him as Mary's own baby boy.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus is revealed as an extraordinary child, one who challenged. You know, if you have an extraordinary child, and we all do who have children, that extraordinary characteristic challenges the mother.
Hallelujah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
If it's a gift, it's going to be a challenge for the mother. The scripture lesson that was read this morning from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke was about the 12-year-old Jesus. You know what happens with boys at 12.
Yeah.
Jesus wasn't an easy child then. He had a vision. He had a calling that was set him on a path. And when he went with his mother, he ended up being separated from her. And can you imagine the panic that Mary had when she looked around and couldn't find her son?
Yes, yes.
I can imagine how worried she was, how panicked she was, and how aware of the precocious nature of her child. He was out in the world being himself, and she was not there to guide him.
Come on now.
You know, the mother of that child had to know something was going on.
Yes, yes.
God was speaking to him.
Mm.
He was about his father's business.
Hallelujah.
The other story here was the one from the Gospel of John 10. The verses focus on Jesus on the cross.
Mm.
From childhood to the maturity into his call. Look where he ended up.
Yes, yes.
There is Mary, his mother, at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
Mary, the wife of Clopas, at the foot of the cross. And Mary Magdalene at the foot of the cross.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus saw them. He looked upon his mother, to her, and to the community around her. Behold your mother.
Yeah.
To the community of believers that were at the foot of the cross, he said to them, behold your mother.
Yeah.
On this Mother's Day. On this Mother's Day, the recorded words of Jesus to his mother break through the veil of thousands of years. His words break through the clamorous noise around us in this pandemic, and they begin to teach us lessons.
Hallelujah.
Lesson number one. Behold our mothers.
Yes.
Behold our mothers. You know, Jesus gave his mother to his community of believers.
Hallelujah.
And now, beloved, we are the community of believers.
Yes.
We need to hold to all of our mothers.
Yes.
You heard me. We need to hold
yes.
to all of our mothers.
Hallelujah.
No mother should ever be childless.
Come on, hallelujah.
And no child, hallelujah, should ever be motherless in the midst of the sacred community.
Come on.
Last week when the media focused on Ahmaud Arbery, the young black man who was murdered while jogging in broad daylight on February 23rd, we were reminded, or we should have been reminded, of the painful aspects of motherhood.
Thank you, Lord.
The painful aspects of motherhood, especially if you are a black or brown mother.
Yes, yes.
It's a challenge being mama. Today, I invite you to think about Ahmaud Arbery.
Yes.
And pray for his mother, Wanda Cooper. And hear Jesus say to us, behold your mother.
Yes.
Because Wanda Cooper belongs to us. She belongs to our sacred community. We need to embrace her in prayer. Embrace her woundedness.
Yes.
Pray for her healing. Hold her as our mother.
Yes.
You know, we can't count the numbers of black and brown mothers who are not celebrating this Mother's Day because their son or their daughter's life was taken due to violence of racism or the random violence that is around us or the regular gun violence in our neighborhoods. Let us behold these mothers because they belong.
Hallelujah.
You know, we can't count the black and brown mothers who are not celebrating Mother's Day today because of COVID-19. Because their health is compromised. I talked to a mother yesterday, and I could hear her breath being taken from her as she lays in her bed trying to recover from COVID-19. She's not jumping up and celebrating today, but I am saying behold her because she belongs to us.
Yeah.
The mothers who've lost children during this COVID-19 period, their hearts are breaking today. Their hearts are aching today. We need to lift them in prayer and say, behold, these mothers, because they belong to us. Us not become weary in doing good. Let us not become weary in doing good. Hallelujah. You know, mother's work is hard. We provide food, we provide shelter and clothing, we answer endless questions about each and everything. Our children cling to us. There are times when we can't walk a step without feeling the hands of a little one holding on to our shirt, our skirt tails, or our pant legs. But at some point, mothers end up following their children, even chasing after them, as Mary, the mother of Jesus, chased after Jesus. You know, we teach lessons to our children about a world that we will never live in. But we teach the foundational and divine lessons they need in order to create and teach new lessons. Amen? I can remember teaching my son about a computer, and he knows and understands a computer in a way that I can never know and understand. And my grandchildren tried to tell me and teach me about lessons and how to use technology.
Hallelujah.
But I taught him, and we must teach the foundational and divine lessons to our children in order for them to teach new lessons. We're required to release our children into a world, pressure of their burgeoning adulthood. We're required to step away from our children as they move into their apartments, as they go off to college, as they go off to foreign lands, as they make decisions about adult life. Albeit our arms can't reach them, we need to know that our children are never out of the reach of a mother's prayer.
Yes.
Mothers work hard.
Hallelujah.
But we can't become weary in doing good. Lesson number 3. A little child shall lead them. Our children teach us.
Yes.
Mothers do not become so consumed in teaching that you can't not learn from your children.
Hallelujah.
The mother of Jesus did what mothers do. She taught him, and she also learned from him. We need to be reminded that when our children bring challenges into our lives, we can either get stuck, we can cope, or we can grow.
Yes.
Think about it. We can get stuck, we can cope, or we can grow.
Hallelujah.
Today, mothers have been forced into the ranks of homeschooling. I ask you, don't get stuck and grow with it. Don't just teach lessons provided for you to teach. Learn about your children. What piques your children's interest?
Yes.
What things are they excited about? What subjects do they learn easily? What subjects are challenging for your children? What subjects are they truly not interested in? Pay attention.
Let your
children teach you who they are.
Yes.
Because you know God is speaking to them from the moment they take their first breath.
Hallelujah.
God is calling to them, putting them on an assignment from the time they take their first breath.
Hallelujah.
We need to learn from our children. Let your children teach you who they are in their would-be classrooms in your home. Learn their interests. Learn their creativity. Learn their curiosity. Learn their passion.
Yes, Lord.
And discover your patience.
Yes.
I'm not going to say discover your impatience, but I want you to dig deep. Discover your patience. Learn about the your unreal expectations of your children. And learn about the realistic expectations.
Hallelujah.
For your children. When you're sitting with them at the computer, what's easy for you and why? And what's challenging for you and why? Our children teach us about ourselves and the world we live in.
Yes.
Jesus taught Mary that he was about his father's business. A little child shall lead them. Amen. You know, motherhood requires mothers to act under pressure. Mary, the mother of Jesus, could have gotten stuck at the foot of the cross, when her heart was broken. She could have gotten stuck right there. We all tend to get stuck when our hearts are broken. But don't get stuck. Mary didn't get stuck. Mothers are required to grow under pressure. We're required to feed our children under the pressure of their hunger. We're required to comfort our children under the pressure of their tears, encourage and support our children under the pressures of social and economic injustice. We're required to be mothers in spite of racism,
yes,
in spite of our fears for our children. We are required to hold hope and vision,
yes,
until our children can hold that vision for themselves.
Hallelujah.
At the foot of the cross, and we're there so often. We're often at the foot of the cross with Mary, the mother of Jesus. We're often under the weight of violence and impending death.
Yes.
But when Jesus was there, he told Mary and the community of believers to love one another, to care for one another, to trust one another, to embrace Mary, his mother. Today on this Mother's Day, I am a daughter remembering my mother and thanking God for her love and thanking God for her lessons and thanking God for her prayers. I'm also a mother and a grandmother,
yes,
an aunt and a pastor who is a mother to a sacred community of believers. I know what it means to behold our mothers, to hold them in the light of God, the healing light of God, to hold them in a place of dignity, to hold them in a place of purpose and love and divine esteem. Mothers, I love you. I esteem your generosity of spirit. I esteem your perseverance. I esteem your creativity. You inspire me.
Hallelujah.
Behold our mothers.
Hmm.
I know what it means not to become weary of doing good. I know what it means not to become weary of doing good. I know what fortitude the Lord has given me and the lesson my mother taught me, that the best rest is a change of work.
Hallelujah.
She taught me to run on to see what the end will be. Don't give up. Don't grow weary. I know what it means to learn from children, to allow children into my life and to teach me new ways. I know that the children of Pavilion of God know that I am their pastor and they come directly to me, not through their parents, but directly to me because I am listening, and I implore mothers, listen to your children. Learn from them new questions as they discover new answers. God is alive in our children. God is alive in our children. I know I'm blessed. My mother, Mary Jo, was a poor girl that was born in an insignificant town, but God spoke to her. But we all are blessed. We all are witnesses to a purposeful role that Mary played in the life of Jesus.
Yeah.
Mary was just a poor girl in an insignificant town from a humble family with little expectations for her life.
Yeah.
But God spoke to her. Mothers,
yes,
don't you know God is speaking to you today. God is speaking to you in the midst of this pandemic and calling you forth to do great things. God is calling you forth to learn from your children. God is calling you forth to know that you should behold one another. God is calling you forth to not be weary, but to run on to see what the end will be. Children of God, young and old, behold your mothers today. Behold your birth mothers, your surrogate mothers, your stepmothers, your adopted mothers, your foster mothers, your neighborhood mothers, your aunties, sisters, grandmamas, big mamas, nanas, and nimas. Behold them with the love of Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
For with them we are, for with our mothers, the sacred community of believers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning for mothers everywhere.
Yes.
We are
Hallelujah. The
sacred community of believers.
Yes.
You know, beloved, this is Mother's Day, and we have not had a sermon talk back, a time for us just to share what we heard God say to us during this message. So if someone is so inclined to share what God is saying to them, what God has said to them this morning, hallelujah, about a Mother's Day message, a Mother's Day call to run on to see what the end will be, someone who has something to say to their mother or thank God for being able to move through. Maybe you're moving through a place where you were not mothered, but you want to give a testimony this morning about your how God has enabled you to move forward in your life. Speak now. Take your phone off mute and share. Amen.
Hi, this is Lynette. I want to say I'm blessed to have a mother, a strong black mother, who raised us as a single parent and taught us all to be strong and responsible. And I'm grateful. She's a good listener. And she always... She shows you what it means to be strong. And the way I say it, I talk about when she had to have dental work before she started on her bone treatment, the dentist said he never had anybody go through that as quickly as she did in about a 5-day period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she always is. She's just, you know, whatever it is, she marches, steps right forward, whatever challenge it is, she doesn't let it stop her. Just like her eyesight, she didn't let that stop her.
So, amen.
And
amen.
With her strong, it shows us that, you know, we need to be strong and stand up.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Your
testimony about Mama Yvonne doesn't fall on deaf ears this morning. Grinnell, God bless you. Mama Yvonne, I know you're listening. I want you to know that you are Gwinnell's mother and the mother of other children, but you are the mother of the Pavilion of God. And we all thank God for you. We thank God for your listening ears and your praying heart. I know that you pray for me. I know that you pray for the Pavilion of God members and that you've held a family together with a heart that is strong.
Amen.
One that knows the Lord and the Lord knows you.
Amen.
We thank God for you this morning, Mama Yvonne, and happy Mother's Day. Amen. Thank you, Gwinnell. Is there another who would like to share something? Amen. Robert Charles.
Reverend Alethea, I'd just like to Thank you for the, not the eye opener, the fresh air that you brought in this morning. When I sit here beside you, I look and say, boy, you are one awesome woman. Yes, you are. You are one awesome woman, the mother of my son and the grandmother of my grandchildren. And as you talked and told of your relationship with your mother, Mary Jo, she was like my mother. In many ways, she was my mother. And I appreciated that so much. She's Mary Jo was a woman that embraced me before she knew me. A woman that walked with me and loved me like I was her son. And you know, sometimes people will exaggerate and say things that they think is the proper thing to say. But I'm here to bear witness that Mary Jo Smith was truly my mother. And I love her dearly. Anyone else like to share?
I'm a visitor, but I'd like to share if you all don't mind. This is Elder Erica. My mother, she was one of those strong black women too. And through the course of just mishaps and broken heart and other things, she ended up in a nursing home. And one of the highlights before she passed was, even though she was unable to walk again and talk as clearly as she wanted an electric wheelchair. When God blessed her with an electric wheelchair, she went out witnessing. She witnessed to a guy, got him on a subway train in Virginia, took him to Cora Hills, Maryland, to Free Gospel, deliver him to the temple, and got him baptized.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now, we cry because our toes hurt or our stock is not right, and her, one of her legs was already half amputated, and talk about a good mother, not because, again, like, you know, not because she was my mother, but when, if you all had met my mother, you would have known how powerful of a woman in God she was. And it's truly an honor to not just be her daughter, but as an adult, to be her friend, too. That means a lot.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for that testimony. Blessed to come to know your mother through your testimony.
Amen.
Amen. And we all have had different stories, and some of us have not been so blessed. But we bless one another when we embrace one another.
Hallelujah.
You know, the stories of mothers who've made the sacrifice prayerfully will encourage those who have not experience that. Love covers all ills.
Amen.
And we can embrace one another and lift one another up. Thank you, Erica, for sharing that testimony of love and appreciation for a mother who was blessed.
Hallelujah.
And was a blessing to you. I want to just take one moment. I was speaking with Minister Darrell the other evening and saying what a travesty it is that we have had so many deaths because of COVID-19. You know, it took over 8 years for 50,000 people to lose their lives in Vietnam, over 12 years to lose their lives in Vietnam. And in just a matter of a few short months, we've lost almost 70,000 lives. We cannot let those lives not matter.
Amen.
Quickly gone does not mean quickly forgotten.
Amen.
Their lives have to matter to our faith community. As believers in Jesus, we know that every life was purposed.
Yeah.
Yes. That every life had an assignment,
yes.
had value,
come on now.
And power.
Hallelujah.
We need to honor.
Yes. Yes.
And we honor them by remembering them.
Come on now.
Don't let their lives not matter to you. Because if their lives don't matter to you, your life has no value either. Please care. Please shed a tear. Please pray. Pray for those families that are in mourning.
Hallelujah.
Pray for those mothers who are missing their beloved ones.
Yes.
Pray for those who are missing their beloved mothers.
Yes.
That's our obligation to care.
Ooh.
That's our obligation to love. Even on this happy Mother's Day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let us, we thank God for the privilege and the opportunity to give. Hallelujah. And after, amen, such a powerful message, I have to acknowledge the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Of our mother.
Hallelujah.
And thank God for that witness that he blessed us and blesses us. To be able
Hallelujah.
To
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Offering prayer. Dear God, make me a cheerful giver of all my tithes and offering. I choose to receive all your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. I pray that you would shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked. Hallelujah. Miracles created.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Anointings, provisions, resources, healings, and souls saved. Hallelujah. Let
Amen.
Me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship because I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let it come to me, darling. I can face anything. And no one else can do what you've done to me. You'll always be. You will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, mama, mama, you know I love you. You know I love you.
I'm
Loving you is like food to my soul. Beloved, we are so thankful for this Mother's Day. I thank you for worshiping with us today. I want you to reach out. I want to thank everyone for the phone calls and messages you sent my way. Thank you for just praying for me and celebrating motherhood with me this morning. Let us now pray. Oh, God, we thank you for being with us, being in us, with us, through us, and for us. We thank you for the mothers that blessed our lives, oh, God, the mothers who have blessed our lives and the various forms that they have come. Let us go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.